I am with Randy McBride. And Randy, I guess first thing is Bassmax Tournament Trail, Bass Fan Army Trail. You've been doing it now for a couple of years, but your history, you've been with FLW and BASS running a premier trail.
I have, Terry. I've been fortunate enough to work for two big companies in this industry and been a big help teaching me all the wrongs and rights in the business, and I've learned a lot and tried to take that and put it on my circuit.
Well, your circuit is very unique in the fact that you give away a lot of boats and a lot of product. And, you know, the guys in the southeastern part of the country, when you came out with this a couple of years ago, they're going, man, this is going to be killer because there's a boat at every tournament.
It is. We're lucky enough to be partnered with Basscat and Mercury. Could not do it without them and their support. And Rick Pearson, we talked before I left Bass, and he wanted his companies in the growth stages, having the best years they've ever had. And I couldn't do it without him. And he's got a great product and wanted to do some more promotions here in the South. And that's what we're doing, and trying to make it right for everybody and make it the best trail that it can be.
Well, not only do you have your trail and you have your classic and your and the things that are associated with that, but this recently you joined the Bass Fan Army, which is something that's near and dear to me. And, you know, Al Smith and you partnered up, and now you guys have a trail that you can send a couple of participants to the Bass Fan Army Weekend Warrior Championship.
That's true. That's a great opportunity on top of what we do, and give our customers here notoriety not only in local areas but across the country. So that's a big plus for them. No entry fee, everybody's guaranteed a check. You couldn't ask for more as a contestant on that level, so that they don't get an opportunity to fish for those type of prizes and draw prizes. And the way this is set up, you don't have to catch a fish to have a go home a winner.
Well, you know what, Randy, I guess the first thing when you think about this, and we are at the Weekend Warrior Championships where I'm talking to you, and you know, you're running this tournament, you're the tournament director for this tournament, but now you shift gears, you put everything back into the trailer when you leave here and you go to the PAA event. So you're doing a lot of tournaments across the country as well as still working a full-time job.
I am trying to make everybody happy, and that's tough sometimes, but getting some support from my full-time company, which is Airport Marine here based out of Birmingham and Alabaster. They give me a little freedom here to help promote their products and sell boats for them. And actually, Gene and the board of the PAA actually invited me to help them and assist them where I could, and I'm doing all I can there and looking forward to leave Sunday to go there. And that's another showcase event, no entry fee tournament, fish for $1 million. So what more could you ask for this day?
Well, you know, our sport is growing, and there's no question about we're seeing the indication that our sport is really having some good things happen. But, you know, the non-endemic sponsor is really who we still need. You know, it almost sounds cliche when you start talking about non-endemic, but in reality, what you've got is you've got a whole group of people that we need to bring into this sport, because if they did, they'd see the branding opportunity. And they may not be an outboard company or a boat company or the companies that we're usually having, you know, to carry the load for a lot of years. They could be somebody like a car manufacturer or a, you know, a toilet paper or whatever it may be, and those people are needed here.
That's true. Not only do those non-endemics help the companies and provide tournaments for their anglers, the more money that they can spend, the less money that the manufacturers can help, the less money that they have to spend, they can put it back in the angler force and hopefully in promotions, tournaments, and things like that, and help the angler on that end. So non-endemics are a big plus. We need to really focus there and let them know about our sport and our industry.
Well, Randy, I expect now, you know, after we've had this conversation, you and I have been friends a long time, but I expect you to let me know what's going on with Bassmax and keep us informed, you know, what some of the new things that you're doing, some of the nuances for your trail, and we look forward to seeing you back at the Bass Fan Army Weekend Warrior Championship again.
Same here, Terry, and thanks for the opportunity to help you guys here and promote this, and I'm here if I can ever help you and or any other customers out there that need some services that we can offer at Bassmax.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.